Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The newest update to public transportation on the Kenai Peninsula, Kotnu Area Transit, is estimated to begin operation by the end of 2023. Kotnu Area Transit will be a fixed bus route service available to Kenaitse tribal members as well as the general public. The service will begin operation with a single bus driving between Nikiski and Sterling. This new fixed route system will be a welcome addition to services like Central Area Rural Transit System, or CARTS, which provides door-to-door reservation-based rides but does not operate on the weekends. Questions of hours and days of operation, bus stop locations, and fares have yet to be determined, but are forthcoming as tribal leadership continues to gather data from the community. A survey was put out by the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, or KPED, last year, which provided the early data used to begin planning operations for Kotnu Area Transit. However, the tribe will continue to gather more data through a more simplified version of that survey, with the intention of refining the transit service plan. The new survey should be available in the coming weeks on the Kenaitse Indian Tribe website, as well as the Soldotna and Kenai Chambers websites. Following the updated results, fares, hours of operation, and initial route and stops will be preliminarily established. A public meeting will then be scheduled in August, during which the tribe will take public comments on the proposed operational data. The comments will then be taken under advisement and potential adjustments made to the service structure prior to Kotnu Area Transit's launch before the end of this year. The service will begin with at least 2 years of operational runway, having been awarded a $1.1 million grant from the Federal Transit Administration's Tribal Transit Program. Brandy Bell, Elders and Transportation Manager for the Kenaitse Tribe, shared the purpose of Kotnu Area Transit.
Well, the idea is to provide a fixed transit route spanning from Nikiski to Sterling that is open to all community members at a fair cost so they can get to where they need to go without breaking the bank.
It is the Kenaitse Indian Tribe's vision that Kotnu Area Transit fill in gaps in the area's transportation network and complement existing transportation services such as CARTS and Alaska Cab. Bell spoke further on the tribe's intentions for the service, saying,
"We're very excited. It is about transportation, but really what it's about is connectivity to the community."
The Kenaitse Indian Tribe is federally recognized as a sovereign, independent nation under the Indian Reorganization Act as amended for Alaska. Today, the tribe has more than 1,800 tribal members who live across the Kenai Peninsula and beyond. The Kenai Animal Shelter applied for a grant through a 2023 Community Conversations with Maddie's Fund and received an award of $2,500 in addition to the $4,375 that was awarded earlier in 2023. Maddie's Fund is a family foundation that provides grants to animal shelter organizations toward increased community collaborations and live outcomes. The foundation has awarded over $265 million in grants for these purposes. The Kenai Animal Shelter is just one of many that are benefiting from Dave and Cheryl Duffield's generous acts to honor their promise to their inspirational dog, Maddie. In the memo from the police chief, David Ross, he states the animal control chief has identified the need for additional staff training and some additional equipment to be purchased with these grant funds. The acceptance of these grant funds will further the mission of the animal shelter. The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday, July 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. This event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering into the landfill and is a free service to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more total must pre-register. This is the fifth Hazardous Waste Collection Day for 2023 at the Central Peninsula Landfill. More on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.